Liza? Hey, what's up? Is something wrong? He asked with concern. I'm fine. Everything's okay, she said quickly. Her voice came out a little squeaky, she realized, like Minnie Mouse. Ouch. This was more awkward than she had imagined. He didn't say anything for a long moment. His expression was unreadable. Would you like to come in? He asked as if suddenly remembering his manners. Okay. But I can only stay a minute. Why did you say that? Even if he wants you to stay longer, he won't ask you to now. She stepped into the foyer but stood near the door. Claire and I spent the afternoon baking for the freezer. We made some muffins. She put them aside for you and I thought I'd drop them off, so they wouldn't get stale. Now you've made it sound as if the muffins were from Claire. Does Claire want to date him too? A chiding little voice asked her. Daniel took the bag and looked inside.
Banana crunch, my favorite.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. They look delicious. He seemed pleased, yet something was a little off in his reaction. He seemed to be trying hard to say what he knew he should say, the things she wanted to hear. But she could tell he was really thinking and feeling something else altogether. He was honestly not that pleased to see her here and felt uncomfortable, even with his favorite dessert in hand.
Would you like to try these with me?
He asked politely, holding out the bag.
I'll make some coffee or tea.
No. No thanks. I think I've had enough for one day, Liza said honestly. She quickly glanced at her watch. I've got to get going anyway, she insisted, though she really had no other plans.
You do? Are you sure?
He didn't believe her, she could tell. He knew very well that she had come all this way just to see him. But Liza stuck to her story. I'd love to hang out, but I really have to go, she insisted, feeling more embarrassed by the second. Some other time, maybe.
Sure, some other time.
He met her gaze, his expression serious.
Thanks for the dessert. I appreciate it.
That's all right. Liza tried hard for an offhand tone. See you when the rain stops, I guess, she said, heading for the door.
The forecast says it should stop tonight, so I'll be by sometime tomorrow.
He followed her to the door and opened it for her. Whenever you can make it is fine. I'm sure you have a lot going on besides my place, she said, unable to look him in the eye. Good night, Daniel.
Good night.
Daniel stood on his porch, watching her walk to her car.